You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Saħħar għamlu ħafna documentaries issa li għamlu bis-subtitles u dej ħaġa importanti u naħseb will pursue it għax per każu in-nies jgħidu wouldn't it be good it-tfal tiegħi jkunu jridu jarawh l-news imma ma jifhmux bil-Malti li kieku kien hemm is-subtitles it would help mhux vera. Iva jifhmu on the radio ma tistax tagħmel is-subtitle on the radio imma fuq it-television meta jġibu l-aħbarijiet minn Malta li ħafna min-nies veru jieħdu pjaċir jaraw. Jekk ikollhom is-subtitles bl-Ingliż ikunu at least they'll be able to follow. They're seeing and they're following what is being said. Allora dik ħaġa li we're trying to pursue in addition, I think, to what's already been done. I think that that's possible. Naħseb xi ħaġa tajba tkun.
Naturalment biex tagħmel is-subtitles ta' kull bulletin ta' aħbarijiet involut ħafna ħin u ħafna spejjeż u probabbilment.
That's right. Jiġifieri it's not simple, imma at least we make them aware that that's what the people are asking. Some of the issues that they're having, especially when they try to encourage the young ones to learn about Malta or understand love of Malta or the culture.
X'inhu ma sfidi oħra li qegħdin niffaċċjaw bħala komunità u li tara li huma importanti li nittakiljawhom?
On a personal basis, meta jiġu ikellmuni n-nies ukoll, perkazu, you know, forsi xi ħadd jiġi jgħid li Mariza, jien għandi interess x'proprjetà Malta ma' ħuti u ma' kuġini, whatever the case may be. U jgħidu, ma' nkunx naf, jiena forsi ikollhom xi ħadd jagħmel żvilupp u ma jkunux jafu, imma issa għandhom means of they register their interest if they have an interest in a property, u di qed insiba more and more għax ħafna minnhom għandhom proprjetà that was left to them, jew inherited, jew għamma l-familja, u għandhom il-familja hemmhekk, u ma jkunux jafu x'qed jiġri. Allura jistgħu jagħmlu they register their interest hemmhekk mal-planning authority, u jekk ikun hemm xi ħadd irid jagħmel xi żvilupp, they'll be able to contact them u jkunu jafu li xi ħadd ħajagħmel xi żvilupp. All right, inkun naf. So this is one of the things that jgħidu ma nafx jiġri mhux qed jgħidu li xej l-oħrajn li għandhom interest fil property. Allura di ħaġa tajba li jista' jirreġistrjaw l-interess tagħhom.
Tisma' b'każi li xi ħadd kellu biċċart.
Iva. U xi ħadd ħadilhom
jew bnew fuq.
U mingħajr ma jkunu jafu. Ċertu affarijiet hekk ikollok bżonn l-għajnuna tal-avukati Maltin. Allura, another thing issa li għanna lista tal-avukati li they can tap into. They can go online and they can find l-avukati, lista tal-avukati Maltin u jistaw jamlu kontatt maħħom biex jista jesċisti għalihom in these kind of matters. They need to know the laws of Malta. So the need for legal services by lawyers in Malta, that was another decision that was made. Director tal Maltese Living Abroad, they contacted the Chamber of Maltese Advocates on this issue who made it clear that while it can't categorize the lawyers or expect the lawyers to express their the people can actually contact them themselves, okay? The information and the data will be there.
Mbagħad wieħed jagħżel l-avukat li jkun irid huwa.
That's right. It's like here. You choose whatever solicitor or lawyer you go to. They're the kind of issues that come up and about property also another popular one is question I get quite often why can't Maltese citizens have the same privileges as Maltese citizens in Malta such as discount for the transport specials kant anziani for senior citizens so these are the kind of issues that they bring because I think it's the principle of it you know jekk twildu hemm u ħadmu hemm ukoll għaliex mhux supposed to be treated differently jekk int a Maltese citizen you should be treated as a Maltese citizen in Malta għax vera hekk jarawha so these are the issues li jiġu u interessanti ħafna jiena ngħidilhom jinniprova as much as I can to bring these to the attention għal-gvern. After all, ekke tisaqsuna biex namlu.
Inti semmejt il-problemi tal-anzjani, però anke f-komitati u flaqat bħal dawn dejjem hemm ukoll il-problema taż-żgħażagħ, iż-żgħażagħ.
Iva veru.
Tat-tieni u t-tielet ġenerazzjoni.
Naħseb li di ħaġa ħassir keeps getting more and more important, għax imbagħad ngħidu aħna, meta nispiċċaw aħna min ħajkompli x-xogħol. Irridu namlu dik il-continuation between the old for that the knowledge to be passed on but iż-żgħażagħ għandhom a different way of approaching things. Allura irridu nsibu means to be able to share the knowledge and let them and support them going forward. Hux vera, għax hemm ħafna li huma passionate imma sakemm jispiċċaw the older ones tal-qdiet. You know, the mindset maybe is not going to change. We need to change, and we need to change in the right way so that we can continue our heritage and our culture to continue to thrive. Otherwise, even the language itself will be lost outside of Malta.
Naturalment intom ukoll tiltaqgħu ma' rappreżentanti tal-Maltin li jgħixu barra minn pajjiżi oħra bħall-Ingilterra, l-Istati Uniti. Tara li hemm problemi simili?
Speċjalment ta' Kanada, similar, very similar. Tal-UK naħseb no matter where you go, no matter where the Maltese are, the same applies, I think. Jiġifieri l-anzjani li qegħdin barra minn Malta, most of them are facing the same problems. One of my things that I'm very passionate about il-kultura, the culture and the heritage, li ara pekazu ħafna mill-laqdiet irridu jirsistu u jħallsu minn flusom biex jipprovaw iġibu artisti, for example, minn Malta biex jiġuaw u jieħdu pjaċir bihom il-Maltin tal-Australia. Imma ħafna xogħol involved, il-spejjeż, il-venue biex jibiħu l-biljetti, biex jiġibhom il-working visas u affarijiet hekk hemm ħafna xogħol. U dawn l-affarijiet mhux jiġru malajt, taħdem fuqhom ħafna. U jiena ngħid ukoll, jekk aħna il-Maltin tad-diaspora, wherever we are, x'aħna għandna ħafna talent kbir fil-the Maltese living abroad. Artists, singers, painters, perform whatever. Li, why can't we send them to Malta and Malta send them to us? Nejnu l-xurxin biex il-kultura nżommuha, we continue it, but needs, I think, to work both ways. Għax aħna iva u encourage the young ones biex jinżlu Malta, biex jitalmu, u l-anzjani li forsi ma jkunux jistgħu vjaġġaw iżjetem jieħdu pjaċir ħafna meta nġibu xi artisti, jew productions bl-assistenza tal-gvern jiġibu għaw, per eżempju dik not long ago ġabu dik ta' Straight Street, jekk tiftakar, u ħadu pjaċir ħafna biha. Jiġifieri mxenqin għal dawn l-affarijiet, allura dik il-passion tiegħi we promote the talent mhux ta' il-Maltin ta' Malta biss, imma tagħna wekku nipprovaw ngħinu l-xulxin.
Waħda mill-lanijiet huwa li ikun hemm reġistru tal-organizzazzjonijiet għaw Maltin fl-Awstralja u anke wkoll ta' talent Malti hawnhekk fl-Awstralja wkoll.
Those two forms importanti li one are organizations NGO non for profit organizations insomma o li kono irridu to be registered there or recognized by the Malta government and also well known or famous what we call famous for the sake of saying any other name or well known for whatever reason they can apply to have their name registered as well to be recognized as someone of note. These are available online. Jiġifieri min irid biex iċempilli, I certainly will tell them where they can go to apply for this online. Importanti ħafna li n-nies ikollhom dalhom informazzjoni biex ikunu jistgħu they can help themselves be recognized, get registered, get the acknowledgement that they may need which will help them.
U infakru li semija tagħna dwar in-numru tat-telefon 04 14 86 12 jekk ikunu ridu jikkuntattjaw. Jiena Mariża nirringrazzjak tal-ħin tiegħek nawgurala kun ifraħlek ta' dan ix-xogħol u l-impenn il-komunità Maltija u nħeġġeġ il-Maltin b'mod partikolari dawk ta' New South Wales biex jikkuntattijaw u jagħmlu użu minn dan is-servizz bħal dan li qiegħed hemm biex itejjeb il-qagħda tal-Maltin fl-Awstralja.
Grazie ħafna Joe tal-ħin li tajtni. If I can be of help or service to the people of New South Wales especially, I'm happy to do so.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.